Hello, we're Mike and Maggie McKinney, and we've been touring as the Americana duo Lucky Mud for a very long time. And along the way, we've had the pleasure of getting to know some of the best singer-songwriters in America. And this little radio show is our way of introducing them to you. Paul Kam and Eleanor McDonald will start things off today with their song, Calling on Love.
I guess I must be crazy tonight to dream of children sleeping tight and not playing under skies where bombs will fall. Could it be that crazy after all? And I'm calling on love. I'm calling on love. I'm calling on love. Come rescue us. I wondered where the mountains meet the sea. Little souvenirs of people on the beach. Like so much more that's hiding in the deep. It's just a little secret that we keep. Suspicion follows everything that's next. You can speak your mind, but they'll object. You could call it left or right, but I don't mind. There's just some things that we should leave behind. And I'm calling on love. Calling on love. I'm calling on love. Come rescue us. I guess we must be crazy tonight.
Paul Kam and Eleanor McDonald, Calling on Love, on Americana Cafe Sundays. Our friend Tom Kimmel's next with another beautiful song of his. It's called Ships.
All is quiet on the water, and the wind across the sea whispers through our quarters. that the morning's close at hand. Our love's in perfect order as we so fill ourselves in sleep. But the moon is falling starboard, and we have promises to keep. We rest here while we can, but we hear the ocean calling in our dreams, and we know by the morning the wind will fill our sails to test the seams. A calm is on the water, and part of us would linger by the shore. For ships are safe in harbor, but that's not what ships are for. So we head for open water, set a course for distant land. Out here there are no borders, and the truth is in the chance. We fill our sails with purpose, find direction in the storm. Pray the dark and
Tom Kimmel at Maggie's Musical Farm with Ships. Sarah Mack just dropped by with her band, and she just wants to say sorry.
I'm sorry I never said so, but I was frightened and I was young. Self-protection, I hid in a fortress, a facade till you were gone. Even after all these years, it still I'd show you all the selflessness you deserve.
The Sarah Mac Band. Sorry. Well, this is Bill Scorzari now, and he's letting us know it's time.
I was hoping for some difference here, but it's clear still everything's the same. I can't just keep on hanging on this long when it's been wrong and nothing's gonna change. And I know what I've been missing of the sunshine for the rain, just hanging round the same old town day in, day out, and then day in again. And it's time for me to set out on my own. And yes, it's time for me to find place where I can make my home. So I am flying past that last house on this old county road. You said I needed to know, so you told me that you were right tonight. It's time for me to go. Ain't it funny how we learn to doubt the things we used to know, and still can't figure out just how to go about the things we've gone about before. You said you've come to see the time is right for me to stop bringing flowers to your door. So now I'm complying, putting just one last petal to the floor. And it's time for me to set out on my own. And yes, it's time for me find a place where I can make my home. So I am flying past that last house on this old county road. You said I needed to know, so you told me, and you were right tonight. It's time for me to go. You said you used to be so much more than now what you're letting others see. Now that's including me. And it's time for me to set out on my own. And yes, it's time for me to find the place where I can make my home. So last house on this old county road. You said I needed to know, so you told me, and you were right tonight. It's time for me. You said I needed to know, so you told me, and you were right tonight. It's time for me. You said I needed to know, so you told me, and you were right tonight. It's time for me to go.
Bill Scorzari on Americana Cafe Sundays. Al Scortino is a great songwriter and a great friend, and he's singing about living the musical life with his song called The Bridge.
It was almost midnight when we played our final song. And then he gave her boys a hug, and then we moved along. And in my rearview mirror, well, I could almost see I left behind a little part of me. Sailboats on the water, and the stars up in the sky. A full moon on my shoulder, never stopped to wonder why. And good friends all around me, there's no way we could go wrong. Just wish that we'd had time for one more song. And no matter where I wander, no matter where I go, the nights we spent down at the bridge were the best I'll ever know. Now there's talk they're gonna tear it down. It don't seem right to me. The place has been there 60 years. Why can't they let it be? Some it was a nuisance, to some it's just a bar. To me it's still the first place that I played this old guitar. Tonight, the wind's the only sound. The neighbors finally got their way. The music's been turned down. I won't forget the friends I met, the lessons that I learned. I guess this is one bridge that won't be burned. And no matter where I wander, I made down at the bridge were the best I'll ever know. Yeah, the friends I made down at the bridge were the best I'll ever know.
Al Scortino, The Bridge. It's been a while since he's been to Maggie's Musical Farm. We can't wait to see him again. Buddy Monlock's another one who's been away far too long. This is Buddy now with a Canary's Song.
While the mockingbird warbled near the mountain spring, down in the mine a canary sang. In a deep dark hole where men didn't belong, they listened to their lies in a canary song. I remember mountain mornings so quiet I could almost hear the wind in the red tail's feathers and the breathing of the deer. Those old tracks seem to go forever. As a child I'd walk all day finding diamonds in the cinders and pegging chunks of coal away. As the morning faded to evening, then so too came my time to follow down in my daddy's footsteps and leave the mountain for the mine. We always bring a bright canary, our link to the world of here, for we knew how she kept singing but wouldn't suffocate down there. While the mockingbird warbled near the mountain spring, down in the mine a canary sang. In a deep dark hole where men didn't belong, we listened to our lives in a canary song. We'd listen for where the sunlight form wings against the sky. We'd listen for the dreams that make men try. But once again I left the mountain to find work when the mine shut down. Those old tracks don't go forever, they end in this hole they call uptown. All I brought was this canary, as awake from dreams of home, I pray I'll hear her singing in Ferris Island's cold as stone. While the mockingbird warbles near the mountain spring, in a cold warm room a canary sings. Living in this hole where I don't belong, I listen to my life in a canary song. While the mockingbird warbles near the mountain spring, in a cold warm room canary sings. Living in this hole where I don't belong, I listen to my life in a canary song.
Buddy Monlock with a canary song. The new 76ers, well, they can tell you it's a lot more than just canaries. They know a girl who turns everything into a song.
Sing along. Heartache can't find me. Can't Thank you.
You're very welcome, Kelly. The new 76ers from Tallahassee, just 100 miles away from us here at Maggie's Musical Farm. Pierce Pettis is going to close this half hour of music today remembering Alabama 1959.
Chicken wire floats in the big parade, marching bands and the prom queens wave. From an old home movie faded with time, Alabama 1959. Daddy had hair, Mom was thin. Why, look at the silly clothes they wore back then. Stood a Baker truck parked in the drive, Alabama 1959. Men wore hats and called you son. Children said, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Ladies called you hun. And the days just blew away like dandelions in Alabama 1959. TVA strung power lines, lit up our world with Pepsodent and Lucky Strikes. And the TVs rolled in black and white, Alabama 1959. Football games beneath the lights, no one ever dared to cross the color line. Black faces watched through the fence outside, Alabama 1959. Don't use that word, my mother said, it isn't Christian, call them colored folks instead. So I learned to be polite in Alabama 1959. Old home movies, well, they make me cry. Still, I bring them out and watch sometimes. And all those ghosts come back alive, Alabama 1959. Alabama 1959.
Pierce Pettis, Alabama 1959. Thanks for spending time with us. Catch all our shows on our website at luckymudmusic.com. They're all there, all free, on Americana Cafe Sundays, and we'll see you next week.